You are now listening to the Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adbosoff. We trust that you will be blessed by this message.
On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Again, I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Let's get into the Word of God. And look happy this morning. Look blessed. Look excited. Look as if your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Because if you're born again, you are heaven bound. God is for you, not against you. No matter what you're going through, keep on going. Because with God on your side, you will come out a victor on the other side. Say a good amen. Let's get into the Word. A lot of scripture to cover this morning, because we have to move people back into what the Bible says. Amen. Not our political viewpoint first, not our cultural viewpoint first, not our traditional viewpoint first, but what does the Bible say for us as Christians? 2 Corinthians 5, verse 13, the Bible says, "For if we are beside ourselves, it's for God, or if we are of a sound mind, it is for you. For the love of God, or the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him." Say it this morning, say, "I am Yah." No, everybody, come on, Bloemfontein, say, "I am Yah to live for Jesus." Amen. No matter what you are, a doctor, an engineer, an architect, a politician, a sportsman, you are Yah, firstly, to live for Jesus. Can you say amen this morning? Who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, the ministry of reconciliation, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world, the whole world, every tongue, tribe, and nation to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, literally meaning that God never dealt with humanity according to their sin. But God treated them with mercy, which means God treats people better than they deserve, and has committed to us the same word of reconciliation. Now therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Say it this morning, say, "I'm no longer a sinner." Say, "I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus." Say it this morning, say, "I am his ambassador." No, lift your hand and say, "I am his ambassador." We're going somewhere this morning. I'm his ambassador. I'm his ambassador. You're alive for him. And you live for him. Before you live for Bafana, or before you live for anything else, Paul makes it very clear. He says, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. From now on, you live for God. Listen to what the Message translation says. In verse 11, the Bible says, "It is no light thing that we know that we'll one day stand in the place of judgment. That's why we work urgently with everyone we meet. Christ's love," verse 13, "has moved me to such extremes. His love is the first and the last word in everything we do." His love has the first and the last word in everything we do. His love has the first and the last word in everything we do. So when you have a quarrel with your husband, his love has the first and the last word. Amen. When you talk about your brother, his love has the first and the last word. When you talk about somebody else, his love has the first and the last word in everything we say or do. Our firm decision is to work from that focus center. One man died for everyone. That puts everyone in the same boat. Hallelujah. He included everyone in his death, so everyone could also be included in his life. A resurrection life. A far better life than people ever lived on their own. Because of this decision, we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. So as a Christian, we say we reject racist views. We reject sinful views. We reject carnal views. We view no one according to the flesh. So I don't see you as black. I don't see you as white. I don't see you as colored. I see you as a human being. Amen. Of course, there's only one race, and that is the human race. There's not a million races. There's one race, and that's the human race. Many different colors, but one race. We thank God for many different colors, like the rainbow. Think how boring this world would be if there's only one color. So God, in his infinite genius, created the world in diversity. God made us different, because difference is God's design. Diversity is God's design. But when we come together, we see the rainbow, we see the light, we see the presence of God. Because if you put light through a prism, what do you see? You see color. When color comes together, you see light. So when we come together as one, we see light. If we reject one another, evaluate one another based on skin color, we walk in darkness again. Oh, come on, somebody say amen. Don't get me to preaching here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So he says, we regard no one according to the flesh. So we saw that Paul talks about four things here. Number one, the love of God compels us. Number two, we regard no one according to the flesh. Pastor Rafael, come here please quickly for a moment. Pastor Harry, if you'll be so kind to come here quickly in the name of Jesus. We regard no one according to the flesh. As I said last week, where do I fit in? Amen. Because people say, well, he's different to us. We are not different to one another. We are all created in the image of God. We are all created equal before God. We are all created in God's own likeness. Every human being is created equal before God. Come on, say a good amen. There is no difference. There's neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, but Christ in all, Christ. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. So the Apostle Paul says, we don't regard people according to the flesh. We don't regard people according to color. We don't regard people according to culture. We regard people according to Christ. Amen. Because color is a mere skin pigmentation. We regard no one according to the flesh. But I mean, the world teaches us to evaluate people according to the flesh. God says, we regard no one according to the flesh. The second thing Paul says. The third thing Paul says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away, all things have become new. So in Christ, you're a new creature. In Galatians, remember, we saw the Bible says, the only thing that avails is walking according to a new rule, and that is the rule of the new creation. Come on, say it this morning. Say, I'm a new creature in Christ. The fourth thing the Apostle Paul says, he says, we are now ambassadors of Christ. We have a clear message. Our message is be reconciled to God. Our message is the cross. We are God's ambassadors. So as a politician, I am first God's ambassador. I don't still sing songs that bring division. The sad thing is that many people still talk about yesterday while God is wanting to talk about tomorrow. People are camping at yesterday while God is wanting to give this nation a vision of tomorrow. Come on, somebody say a good amen and give the Lord a praise. Come on, hallelujah. Oh, give the Lord a better praise than that. Hallelujah. We should never forget where we come from, but we cannot always go talk about yesterday, sing about yesterday, camp at yesterday, because as long as we talk about yesterday, we have no tomorrow. So Paul makes it clear. He says, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So what is the most important of this whole phrase? How can I live no longer according to the flesh? How can I no longer regard people according to the flesh? Well, he starts out by verse 13. He says, the love of God compels us. That word compels means the love of God controls me. The love of God holds me together. The love of God holds us together. I want to tell you, to love is not humanly possible. But the Bible says in Romans 5 verse 5, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. So when we are so filled with the love of God, we no longer see people the way people see themselves. We see people through the eyes of Jesus. The Bible says, God so loved the world, the whole world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Come on. Therefore, we cannot regard people according to the flesh any longer. We do not hold on to racist views. We do not hold on to sinful views. We do not hold on to carnal views. We see people through the eyes of God. Say a big amen. Look at the person next to you and say, I really, really, really love you. Come on, tell them. You may take your seat. Hallelujah. Paul starts out by saying, the love of God compels us. The word love or compel means the love of God holds us together, or the love of God controls us. As God's children, everything we say and do should be motivated by the love of God. God's love should have the first say and the last say in everything we do. Not our culture, not our pain. Even when we are hurt, when we are discriminated against, when we are rejected, when we are betrayed, when we feel hurt by other people, we are not controlled then by our emotions and our feelings. The Bible says the love of God controls us. The love of God holds us together. So I'm not going to lose myself as a Christian when everybody becomes mad. Let the haters hate. When everybody hates, I'm not going to become a hater. I'm going to be a lover. When everybody else abuses, I'm not going to become an abuser, because I cannot deny who I am. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Come on. When everybody is ready to point a weapon at one another, I'm not going to point a weapon. I'm going to point the gospel of love, that Jesus came to reconcile the world unto himself. Come on, God is not a divider. God is a uniter. God is not a breaker. God is a builder through love. Come on, in the name of Jesus, say amen. So we are different yet the same. So we need to be comfortable in our skin and not celebrate our skin. You need to walk, if you have a beautiful black skin or brown skin and you're tall, dark and handsome, there's no problem to walk and say, I'm black and I'm beautiful. No problem with that. Say, I'm light or white and I'm beautiful. I'm Asian and I'm beautiful, because every color in the rainbow is a beautiful color, but no color stands by itself. There's a deeper truth in Christ. So we recognize difference, we recognize diversity, but we celebrate Christ. We recognize in creation, God has made us different. I asked somebody Sunday night after I preached in Pretoria, I walked out, many of the pastors stood there, I said, hey, what color is God? And somebody once said to me, I won't serve God, your God is white. No, my God isn't white. What color is God? God is light. The Bible says God is love, and the Bible says God is light. What color is light? Put it through a prism and you get all the colors of the rainbow. Mix all those colors and you get any color on the earth. Put those colors together again and you get light again. Take the colors out and you get darkness again. Come on. That's why you cannot live in an all-black world or in an all-white world or an all-Asian world. You have to accept the nation that God has given you. Oh, come on. How President Mandela knew what he was talking about when he said South Africa will be a rainbow nation. Shout amen in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Light dispels darkness. Light is love. That means I love you. I recognize you. I see you. I celebrate you. When Loretta had the women's conference, she had a cultural evening, and it was the most beautiful picture we ever had. The colors. I thought, how boring if we were all beige, if everybody wore beige. How boring. But God created man in his own image. He created the rainbow in himself. He took man out of himself. Light. And when we're together, we reflect him. We cannot lose ourselves in time of pain and hurt. But we have to stay true to who God made us. The love of God controls us. Not my hurt, not my emotion, not my pain, not my past. The love of God controls me. The love of God compels me. The love of God holds me together. Oh, come on, family, in Jesus' name. Because if we only love conditionally, if we love exclusively, if we only love those who love us back, if we only love up to a point, if we only love those that we feel deserve it, if we only love those who look and think and talk and walk like us, what makes us different? There's no power in that kind of love. That kind of love will not change the world. So when we talk about revolution, we talk about a Christ revolution, a love revolution, that God died for all, that Jesus died for all, that God accepts everybody equal through the cross. No matter what your birth, no matter what your skin pigmentation, no matter what your sin, no matter what your current state, There is place for you at the foot of the cross. Oh, come on, in the name of Jesus. There is place for you in the heart of God. You can freely come because the love of God is on offer, a free gift. Luke chapter 6, verse 32, Jesus said, but if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies. I mean, that's a big deal. We don't want to love. We want to get even. You hurt me, I want to hurt you back. You hurt me, you put me down. When I'm up, I'm going to put you down. That's why Joseph was such an amazing man. When he made government and he came to the palace, his very brothers who betrayed him and tried to kill him, when they came and they feared for their life, Joseph said, I'm in the place of God. What you meant for evil, God turned around for good. What was meant to harm me, God turned around to bless me. Oh, come on. God's hand is upon your life. Whatever the enemy throws at you, God will defend you. God will turn your situation around. If you believe it this morning, say amen and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. There is no greater power than love. Love your enemies. I mean, love your enemies. It's not humanly possible. That's why the love walk is such a supernatural walk. It's not mere discipline. It's not a disciplined mind. It's not mental ascent. It's a supernatural walk by the grace of God. You cannot will to love. I mean, before I got saved, I willed not to sin. How many of you know what I'm talking about? And every time I said a curse word, we had a group of friends, we said, we're going to give one another a punch, a lummy. I mean, I couldn't raise my shoulders after five seconds because you could not sin because you had a wrong nature. So when you're a sinner, you cannot but hate. It's your nature to be a hater. But when a Christian becomes a hater, there's a problem. Because it's contrary to the love of God. When the Christian becomes an accuser, there's a problem. It's opposite to the nature of God. When a Christian becomes a fault finder, there's a problem. It's opposite to the nature of God. When you receive Jesus, you become a new creature. The Bible says in Romans 5, verse 5, the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost that you receive. So until you are not immersed yourself in the love of God, you will never be able to love what Jesus tells you because it's supernatural. You cannot love because of legislation. We can pass all the laws in the world. It will not change a racist from being a racist. It will not stop a bigot from being a bigot. Jesus said, you must be born again. Sure, we need law to protect things, but it will not change human hearts. The only thing that can change a human heart is the love of God. The only thing that can change a nation is the love of God. Come on. When the murderers become the blessers, come on. When the persecutors become the preachers, come on. When the haters become the lovers, oh, come on. In the name of Jesus, that's what the love of God will do. It's a much greater power. Because our kingdom is not of this world. We're part of a much greater kingdom. An eternal kingdom. We are representatives of a greater kingdom. Ambassadors of a greater kingdom that does not come with observation. Nor will people say, lo, oh yeah, there is the kingdom of God. A greater kingdom. Amen. Controlled by the love of God. Motivated by the love of God. The love of God having the final say. The love of God fighting for the poor. The love of God working for justice and against injustice, but in a loving way. Bringing hope to all. The Bible says faith works by love. Being truthful and yet loving. Building without breaking. That's why we need to pray for our government officials, because they need wisdom. Because when they think like carnal men, they think a certain way. But then when they think with the mind of God, they think inclusively, not exclusively. Because God's love is always inclusive. I spoke to somebody not too long ago, an influential person. I said to him, I can never be part of what you're doing because you've got a sign written, blacks only. I said, you make me think of the old South Africa that you see people based on skin color. Excuse me, we've moved beyond that. Come on, can you say amen? Oh, come on, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. If you're out there in the world, it's okay, but in the church, no. We regard no one according to the flesh. Not it's payback time. And if you want to get filled up with a revolution and you're a Christian, then get filled up with the fire of God's love. Come on. And go love the unlovable. And go lift up those that are put down. Go heal people that have been broken. Go love people that are haters. Come on. Jesus said, love your enemy. Bless those who curse you. That you may be the children of your Father in heaven. Because any man can live on the standards of the world. Every nation people live that way. But God calls the church, Christians, you and me, no matter what your skin pigmentation, to a different level. I'm sure you are not defined by pigmentation. Because what defines me? What part of my pigmentation defines me? Because I've got a lot of beauty spots on my body. Amen? I mean, Paul, before he was born again, he was filled and motivated by a religious zeal. Kill the church. Like many in our world today. Angelique and I watched a great testimony of a man who killed many Christians in the Middle East, part of a religious group that is causing much harm in the world. But this man was a devout religious follower of that certain group. And in his mind, he thought he was serving his God, killing Christians. He beheaded many people. Then one day, he was wrestling with a demon in his room. He was trying, since he was a small little boy, in the ways of his religion, read through the book of his religion every week, knew, was raised up, a religious zealot, made me think about the Apostle Paul, religious, thought he was right, but he was fueled by the wrong fire, the wrong flame, like many people in our world. They have a cause, young people, they have a cause, they want to change the world, but they want to change the world violently. Now, I understand if you're not born again, because I was like that before I was born again. But when you're born again, you cannot be fueled by violence. It's impossible. You can't be fueled by anger. You can't be fueled by your pain. Because Jesus heals you. What pain? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. So where's your pain? Your pain has been dealt with 2,000 years ago by the cross. I don't identify with my painful past. I identify with what Jesus did for me 2,000 years ago. I'm a new creature. I'm free. I'm born again. I'm whole. I'm blessed. I'm baptized. I'm heaven bound. I set my mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Come on. All things have passed away. I'm a lover, not a hater. I'm a forgiver, not a holder on of offenses. Oh, come on. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because I walk in power, supernatural power, the power of the new birth, the power of the love of God. And this man that was wrestling with a demon, he thought he was going to die, and he cried out to his God. His God never heard him. Then he felt in his mind a voice say Jesus. When he said Jesus, but I hate Jesus, I persecute Jesus. When he said Jesus, that demon left him, and Jesus, the presence of Jesus appeared. And his first thing was he fell on his knees. He said, why will you love me? Why will you love me? A man who killed your followers. And Jesus said to him, I love you not because of you. I love you because of me. Come on. I love you not because of me. I love you because of Jesus. Hallelujah. I love you not because of me. I love you because of Jesus. Because I have a greater power. I have a greater power. Power of God's grace. We need to see people through the eyes of God. Because this whole Christianity is about one thing, and that's people. Jesus came for one thing, and that's people. If we don't love people, don't call yourself a Christian. Because you may not be taking a bomb or a gun and assassinating people, but you're sitting behind your computer and you're assassinating people. You're bombing people with your words. What is words? We are His representatives. His love should make it work everything we do from beginning to the end. In whatever meeting I am, I'm His ambassador. That means an ambassador brings order. I pray that God's love will be more real than ever in our church in CRC. that any person that ever comes into our midst will feel love, not just from this preacher on the platform, but from everybody that person meets, from the parking lot to the chair where that person sits, that that person may not feel minimized, or that person may not feel scrutinized, or that person may not feel good enough, or that person may not feel, what are the cat bringing here today? That person may feel, this is where I want to be. I'm welcome in this place. Amen. Being the body of Christ, going beyond yourself, not coming in your secluded ways to church, but going beyond to love people. Love people the way God loved you. Put your arms around people. Make them feel valuable and special. I want every head bowed, every eye closed, no one moving, please, in this place. You've come here today. You say, Pastor, I don't know Jesus. They're in Pretoria, Johannesburg, Welkom. Sitting there in one of the correctional facilities today. No matter how many mistakes you made, I want you to know that God loves you. But the reality is, we read in the Message Bible, we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. The Bible says it's appointed for men once to die and then the judgment, no matter who you are. We had a funeral yesterday of one of the most beautiful girls that I ever had the privilege to know, Leonie, who graced our platform every Sunday. Prematurely went, departed to heaven. Death comes, the Bible says, as a thief in the night. Last Sunday night, she still sang and worshiped God. The very last worship song in the house, she led. Oh, Lord, you're beautiful. Monday slipped away into eternity. I want to pray for you today. Give you the opportunity today to make your peace with God. Maybe you served God at one time, but you've grown cold and you've wandered away from your Father's house. Then come home today. Everybody pray this prayer with us right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I do believe you are the Christ. I believe you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. I surrender my life to you. I invite you today to be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for a new life. Thank you for a new beginning. All my sins are forgiven. I am your child forever. I believe in your love today. In Jesus' name, I give myself to you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's sermon. For more information on this ministry, visit our website at www.crc.org.za.